Then on the way back, these 14 hours, you read the Time magazine, if you are a little bit better educated. And that was what was on the airplane. And there I read that the FCC has approved the GE system. Hello. And I knew when I came back to Decatur, they would be screaming and yelling and demanding we go into production in 3 weeks, because that's the way GE works. And, you know, it's not only that you don't have a construction, you don't have test equipment, because there's no station. Again, you have to go back. Where do you get test equipment? Oh, Mr. Boonton was planning to do a modulator. But when will it come? Oh, probably within the next half year. So you have to engineer test equipment, decoders, and everything. And you work around the clock, and because it's expected of you, and because I did have, I thought it was fun, of course, and I had the background, theoretical and practical, to do it, I did it. And when then finally you're finished, you have the test equipment, you have the decoders, you have the construction, you order the materials, and it goes into production. And you go out there, and the belt, and this was the belt, was running with 400 units a day. And the foreman, he calls me in and says, "Gents, come out and teach the repair and test people to do these funny things. They don't know a damn thing about it." And you go out there, and then you start pasting up the diagram and tell the girl, you see, if that doesn't work, then you have to measure the voltage there and there, and if that doesn't fit with there and there, then you it's probably there and there, and so on. This was tubes again. And after one day, maybe a day and a half, but I doubt more than one day, the foreman, he comes out and says, "Jens, I can't have you out here in my factory. Will you please go back to the lab?" So I have failed. I couldn't make the belt run. Then after 48 hours, 2 days later, he comes back and says, "Jens, come out and see. Come out, and I see the belt is running with 400 units a day." I said, "How?" Spoke to the girls, which I know, because I tried to teach her. I said, "How did you do that?" "Oh, it's very simple. You see, Jens, if that output channel is gone, I plug that component. If there's no on the scope oscillator wave suppressed carrier, then I know it's that component." And short, she had made pattern recognition and knew this was the day of tubes, where he plucked tubes. I mean, she had learned by experience teaching herself that if it failed that point in the test, it was 90% that component. If it failed in that, it was 90% that component. And there was three or four main failures. Uh-huh. And then she just did that. And when she couldn't fix it, then she put it aside. Then it could be taken care of later. Mm-hmm. Experience craftsmanship. Then I learned the difference between a theoretical approach, an engineer's approach, and then I was used. In Europe, you had technicians which were taught 4 years for that. Here it was a girl from outside. They didn't know anything. There were no education at all. Yeah. But they were tube pluggers, and they were much more efficient because it was pattern recognition. Uh-huh. Okay, so the line was running. The next one, my next fiasco was I also had to teach all the servicemen. And there came 500 servicemen from all over America down to... and they came to Louisiana because this was a great kickoff, and I had to teach them for a whole day, and I taught them about subcarriers and matrix and sum and difference and addition and multiplication, and I taught them, and I thought I was doing great. And they clapped very politely, as they do in America. And then in the evening, we had a gorgeous dinner down to the Mississippi River. And I felt fairly good because I think mission accomplished until a nice fellow next to me, he says, "Oh, James, I like you very much. But I'll tell you the fact, there wasn't one goddamn man in there who understood a damn thing of what you were saying. I mean, subcarriers and suppressed carrier and multiplexing and what was all these words? We have never heard any of them. We didn't understand it. Damn, I order what you were saying. But we like you very much, and we'll try to do your things. But it's very difficult because we don't know what on earth it is for a piece of equipment you made." And I didn't sleep all night. And then I stood up, and the next morning they had to have breakfast before they get home to their places in America. And I thought, if they don't know anything, at least I have to give them the idea that they think they understand something. Then they can do this tube plucking like the girl on the assembly line. So I stood up next morning and I said, gentlemen, I understand I have confused you, because really our problem is we only have one FM transmitter and we have only one radio and it's only one channel. And we want to have two signals through one channel. So we have two microphones, but only one transmitter. We have two speakers, but only one radio receiver. So what we're doing is very simple. We divide the time of our transmitter between left and right, half to each, and we divide our receiver's signal half to each by time division. Half the time we send the signal to the right speaker, half to the left, and the left. And then we synchronize these two switches by a pilot who synchronizes the switches, and if we switch them so fast, 19 kilohertz, and nobody can hear it, and if we do it in synchronism, then the left microphone will go to the left speaker, the right to the right, and we'll done it. So again, it works. Because they don't need to know how it works. They must think they know how it works so they can pluck the tube, like the girl at the assembly line. So there in an age, 2 years after university, I learned a lot about the consumer need is more important, because that was my boss. It's more important that you can do it with one tube than it's the best technical solution.
Yeah.
And the serviceman is not so important. He understands everything in mathematical terms. It's important he feels confident that he can fix it.
Yeah.
So I learned an awful lot in those 4 years.